You're listening to Generation 6, empowering entrepreneurs to build brands that make an impact in the digital age. Here's your host, entrepreneur and marketing strategist, 16 Ramos.
Hey, everybody. 16 Ramos here. Welcome to the show. This is another episode of our Working at Home series. Actually rebranded this series from At Home with 16 to Working at Home. Actually thinking between Working at Home and Generation 6. You know, I want to really get you guys, involve you guys into this journey of figuring out these things, because I want you guys to be a very, very important part of my journey too. So yeah, welcome to this episode. If this is the very first video you are ever watching from my Facebook or my YouTube or any channel you're getting this video from, my name is 16 Ramos. I am a digital marketing strategist, and I help people build their online businesses from home, find success, and live their best lives. And today, I want to talk a little bit about working from home. If you have been feeling that working from home life or work from home life or WFH life, as we call it now, is taking over every single day of your life, you're getting a little bit disorganized and overwhelmed, well, fear not. First of all, we've been there. Second of all, I have 7 small changes. This is a list of 7 small changes you can make today that'll make all the difference in your life. So I'm going to help you strike that work from home balance, also keep you organized and keep each and every day unique and fun so that you don't feel like every day is monotonous and boring and even lead you to being burnt out, because that can happen. So say no to all of that. Fear not. I'm going to give you my list of 7. So thank you guys for tuning into this broadcast. If you're watching from Facebook, hello, hello, Mom Agnes. Hello, Mom 16, live from Las Piñas. Hello, thanks for tuning in. If you have any questions about working from home, working online, and any of these 7 things that I'm about to talk about, then feel free to ask me. Yeah, this is the time because I'm live right now. So one of the things that I am a big fan of, one of the changes, very, very small and simple change that you can make today, is set your alarms to remind you of tasks. Now, losing track of time is a common problem for us work from home folks. And when we lose track of time, it blurs the boundaries between the tasks that we need to do. So the solution is very, very simple. It's to set your reminders for any task that you need to do during the day. So for me, the way I set it up is my alarm clock. And I'm such an alarm clock freak, and all the people around me know it. I set my alarms for everything. I set my alarms just to stand up, to remind me to have my meals, to drink some water. And during those days when I have multiple meetings, I set multiple alarms for one single meeting. So I have my alarms for 30 minutes before my call, if there's a conference call coming up or a broadcast that I need to do, 30 minutes before that, 15 minutes before that, and 5 minutes before that. So I told you, alarm clock freak, but sometimes, you know, when you are really in the rabbit hole and you can't help but snooze your alarms, then to me, that's the safest route so that I don't forget or I don't lose track of time. So if you don't want to be held by one task for the entire day, which can happen when you're working from home, especially if you're working remotely for the first time, then set your alarms to remind you when it's time to shift gears and move on to a different task. Okay, so before we go on to the second thing to do here, second small change that you can do, let me greet my viewers. Hi, Rebecca, Jana, thanks for tuning in. Guys, by the way, if you love this video, if you're learning a lot from this, please feel free to share, subscribe, share this within your wall, your chat groups, tag your friends in the comment section. I would love that. So, second small change that you can do is to write things down. So aside from setting my alarms, alarm clock freak, I'm also a big believer of writing things down. So throughout our day, our mind comes up with ideas, very, very random ideas, corrections, thoughts, And sometimes they get lost throughout the day if you don't write them down. And because life is so unpredictable, we find ourselves adding more tasks onto our already full plate. And sometimes the situation demands for it, and we have no choice but to add these things to our list. So you have to find a way to easily and quickly write those things down. So my go-to options are my handy-dandy notebook or a list like this, which has, this is basically a stationery, right? But it has all of the things that I need from it, like to-do lists, schedule, daily objectives, and the things that I need to accomplish for the day. So you find what works for you. Sometimes I find it very, very efficient if I just write things down. But if there are any thoughts that come up and I need to just quickly jot them down, I also have my Google Keep app. And this is basically a note-taking app, and you can easily type in your thoughts. So to keep my to-do list current, though, I don't use any of these. I use Trello for that, and I update my Trello board, and that's because I also work with a few people in my team. So if there are any complex tasks that I feel like I need to add to my to-do list, I update my Trello board. But there are also about 30 different apps that I recommend depending on the way you work. So these are different task management apps and note-taking apps. So for this particular activity or this particular change, writing things down, I have a lot of note-taking apps that I recommend. So if you want to access that list of my recommended note-taking apps, check the link in the descriptions. Actually, I have two links there. The first link would be the link that you want to check out. So the third thing that you can do today to make your life a little bit easier is to have a digital place to keep all of your links and resources, your online resources. So guys, the internet is a bountiful place filled with information and free digital downloads, one of which is the second link I have in the description. So make sure you check that out. It's my free resource vault. So every single resource that I've exclusively made for this community is in that link. So check that out. Check if you have any downloads that you've missed. Probably missed downloading on your phone or on your laptop. Make sure you check out the entire list. Anyway, it's amazing, right? But that's not the only place that you can find information on. Bookmarking from your browser, you know, if you're doing research for a report that you need to do or a broadcast that you need to do or something that can back up any report that you're about to make on your Zoom conference calls, for example. Sometimes what we do is to bookmark certain web pages and hopefully we find them in the future, right? If there are any recipes that you need to save, any articles that you need to refer to in the future, what most people do is to bookmark, but I have a very efficient way of saving them. And the app that I use for this is called Pocket. And I want to show, I think I'm going to show my phone for this part. Just want to make sure that I get it to work. Yay! Okay, so I want to show you how Pocket works. So you want to download this app. So for those of you who don't know what it looks like yet, it's this logo, or it's this app called Pocket. So whenever you're browsing from any website, let's say you're on my 16 Ramos website, which you should definitely check out if you haven't yet, and you're liking the training, you're liking the article that I just created, what you want to do is just tap on this share icon down below and then choose Pocket from your apps. And it makes it so easy. So I see Pocket right here and it automatically saves to my Pocket. So what does that mean? When I open my app, I have all of my saved links, articles, videos from my browsing session all in here. But what makes it super efficient, 10 times more efficient than just regular bookmarking, is that I can add tags to these saved articles. I can search through keywords. If I want to search for that exact same article and I only remember one word from it, let's say it's work from home. Oopsie. Let me type. Can't type because my hands are cold. See? It comes up. And it's super efficient because I can't do that when I just simply bookmark from my browser. And it's just a really, really organized way to access any article, video you can find. So you can, there's a way to organize your lists into articles, videos, best of, and training. You can put them as favorites or highlights. So I really, really like this app. And although this is the only function of Pocket is to save all of your favorite resources, I find that I find it hard to live without my Pocket app anymore, because I do a lot of research to do these broadcasts for you guys. And I wanna, I'm very data driven, and I really, really like doing research, making sure that I'm updated with news, and Pocket really helps me keep on top of these articles or latest news and trending news. So let me take out my phone now, turn that off. Yay, I'm so glad that that works. Making sure that I'm not neglecting my viewers here. Hi, Maureen, thanks for tuning in. Irene Joy, Tita Claire, Alu. Thanks for giving us permission to share. Oh, of course, Jana. Thanks, Maureen, for tagging your friends. So the next change that you can do today, by the way, I also have recommended bookmarking apps. So if you want to access the full list of my recommendations for bookmarking apps, aside from Pocket, you can click the link above as well. So fourth thing that you can do, fourth change, is to take a 10-minute meditation break each day. And this makes a ton of difference in your clarity, your mood, your energy, and your mindset. And the first time I heard of this advice, I was really skeptical, because no way 10 minutes can make that big a change in your day. But I was so wrong. It made a ton of difference in the way I worked. So keep an open mind. Don't think of it as this cheesy thing that you need to do, like breathing exercises, but because it all matters. So if you've been feeling uptight, restless, sleepless, and stressed, that's probably signs of being overworked and you need a break. And you might not believe it right now, but 10 minutes of proper breathing, detaching yourself from your thoughts, acknowledging your emotions makes all the difference in the way you work. So you can check out some apps that have guided meditations that can also be fun if you're a first timer in meditating. And the app that I use for that is Headspace. I really like it. But if you're not into that, then you can just listen to calming music, calming playlists like ambient music. And I actually reviewed a list of them, basically a playlist that some sound therapists put together, and they deemed it the 10 most relaxing or calming songs in the world, according to science. And I love it. So if you want those 10 pieces or 10 tracks, put it on your Apple Music or Apple Playlists or whatever you have, right? Click the link above as well. I have reviews for each of those tracks, so you can also see which ones are my favorite. So it's put together by sound therapists themselves. And if scientists say that we should listen to them, we should listen, right? Okay, so the fifth change that you can do today is to add some variation to each day. So if your days are starting to look the same as the last day, or it's starting to feel boring to you and beginning to feel a little burnt out or tired, then it's time to eliminate the monotony. You might be doing repetitive tasks that are not challenging to you anymore. So shake it up and add a little bit of variety. So you don't have to do anything crazy to do this. If you need a little variation, but don't have the freedom, the total liberty to change your entire schedule just yet, what you might want to consider doing is, if you're doing Zoom calls or conference calls every day, for example, or a couple times a week, then maybe add a special segment into these Zoom calls, like 2 minutes of team recognition or team shout outs. You can do the good news of the day, right? That's something that you can look forward to, or 2 minutes or 10 minutes of gratitude for each other, or offer your tip of the day, whatever it is that's your niche or your industry. You can offer some tips that have helped you during the week. So this way you can have something that's new every day or every week, but also something challenging, because you're going to have to think of special segments to do in your Zoom calls from now on. But another thing that you can do is batch specific tasks on certain days. For example, it's a Monday, so you can dedicate this day for reports, if that's something that you do at work. You can do reports and Monday margaritas, right? You can only have that on Mondays, on not on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, but only on Mondays. And then the next day, Tuesday, you can dedicate it to team assessment and tuning into this week's podcast. And you can only do that on Tuesdays. So this way, you ensure that each day is different. And you can look forward to your favorite parts of the week. So you have to have a little bit of discipline too, if you really want to make this work. So add some variation. Now, second to the last thing on the list is to schedule your shut off time and really stick to it. So this goes back to learning the boundaries of your time. So everyone's schedule is different, but regardless of what your work from home routine or life looks like, it's important for you to understand that shutting off has a major contribution to the way you work, to your efficiency at work. And if you don't include it in your schedule, because sometimes it's necessary for you to literally block time off to shut off. So if you don't include it in your schedule, then work life can take over your entire day, and then your entire week, and your entire month, and really stress you out and cause you to burn out. So you don't want that. So when you're at work, be present when you're working. Really put in the hours, put in the energy. I'm not telling you to be lazy here, but also when it's time for you to shut off, also be present and be all in when you're resting, okay? So if it means telling your team what your work hours are, putting down your phone and only respond when it's time to get back to work, then do that. Now, I know that's not applicable to every single person that's listening or tuning in here, but do what you can to determine a proper shut off time and stick to that schedule. Now, lastly, the seventh change that you can do today is to learn to reward yourself. Rewards! Now, that's right up my alley, or everyone's alley, I think, right? We love rewards, but I want to make a disclaimer here. Rewards only taste sweet when you have earned them. So don't think that you deserve a Netflix day and nothing else, doing nothing else, when you haven't really done the work to earn it, okay? So rewarding yourself after a hard day's work will make your work from home life a lot more fun and fulfilling, all right? So don't mistake this as, oh, you know, this is a week for just chilling, and then you forget your responsibilities. You have to earn your reward. So put your task list in front of you, and then try your best to get at least 80% of your tasks done, because life is unpredictable. Sometimes you can't get 100% of your tasks done. I mean, I have a lot of days when I can't get all of it done, but at least attempt to get most of it done. And only when you've accomplished this should you help yourself to a glass of wine, piece of chocolate, a great movie, some popcorn, or some alone time. Prepare yourself a bubble bath, read a book, whatever it is that you want to do during your alone time, then do that when you've earned it. So those are my seven small changes that you can do, work from home changes that you can do that will make a big difference in your life. I hope this helps. Guys, I have a lot of free downloads, free resources prepared for you related to this training. So make sure that you check out the links in the description. And if you love this video, please share and subscribe, like my Facebook page so that you get notified and that you don't miss any of my videos. So thanks for tuning in. Bye-bye, guys. I'll see you again tomorrow at 5 o'clock Pacific Standard Time right here on the 16 Dramas fan page or on YouTube. If you're on YouTube, if you're watching me on YouTube, by the way, I have a new video every week. So if you don't want to miss my daily series, you're going to have to go on Facebook and like my page so you can get notified. I'll see you guys again soon. Bye.
You've been listening to the Generation 6 podcast. Catch you again next time for a brand new episode. If you found value in this topic and have a story you'd like to share, reach out and visit 16ramos.com.